Hey guys, I'll be doing today's Bible reading, and it is 2 Samuel 18 verses 1 to 18. David mustered the men who were with him and appointed over them commanders of thousands, commanders of hundreds. David sent out his troops, a third under the command of Joab, a third under Joab's brother Abishai, son of Zeruiah, and a third under Ittai the Gaiety. The king told the troops, "I myself will surely march out with you." But the men said, "You must not go out. If we are forced to flee, they won't care about us. Even if half of us die, they won't care, but you are worth 10,000 of us. It would be better for you to give support from the city." The king answered, "I will do whatever seems best to you." So the king stood beside the gate while all his men marched out in units of hundreds and of thousands. The king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, "Be gentle with the young man Absalom for my sake." And all the troops heard the king giving orders concerning Absalom to each of their commanders. David's army marched out of the city to fight Israel, and the battle took place in the forest of Ephraim. There, Israel's troops were routed by David's men, and the casualties that day were great, 20,000 men. The battle spread out over the whole countryside. The forest swallowed up more men that day than the sword. Now Absalom happened to meet David's men. He was riding his mule, and as the mule went under thick branches of large oak, Absalom's hair got stuck in a tree. He was left hanging in midair while the mule he was riding kept on going. When one of the men saw what happened, he told Joab, "I just saw Absalom hanging in an oak tree." Joab said to the man who told him, "What? You saw him? Why didn't you strike him to the ground right here? Then I would have to give you 10 shekels of silver and a warrior's belt." But the man replied, "Even if 1,000 shekels were weighed out into my hand, I would not lay a hand on the king's son. In our hearing, the king commanded you, Abishai and Ittai, protect the young man Absalom for my sake. And if I had put my life in jeopardy, and nothing is hidden from the king, you would have kept your distance from me." Joab said, "I'm not going to wait like this for you." So he took 3 javelins in his hand, plunged them into Absalom's heart while Absalom was still alive in the oak tree. And 10 of Joab's armor bearers surrounded Absalom, struck him, and killed him. Then Joab sounded the trumpet, and the troops stopped pursuing Israel, for Joab halted them. They took Absalom, threw him into a big pit in the forest, and piled up a large heap of rocks over him. Meanwhile, all the Israelites fled to their homes. During his lifetime, Absalom had taken a pillar and erected it in the king's valley as a monument to himself, for he thought, "I have no son to carry on the memory of my name." He named the pillar after himself, and it is called Absalom's Monument to this day. I guess it's just, I think what I got from this really is how Joab went like directly against the king and kind of took things into his own hands. And I think that's quite similar to a lot of us, not to the extreme of killing people, but we sometimes go away from God with like, "Yeah, you said that, but we don't feel it's right." And I think it's really about changing that mindset, really listening to the king who knows what's best for us and gives us direct orders. And actually, we should be more like that warrior who told Joab rather than Joab who went and killed Absalom. But yeah, so I'll just pray, and then that'll be it, really. Yeah, God, thank you. Thank you that you are so good. Thank you that you know everything and you're always with us. Thank you that you know, because you know everything, you know what's right for us. And Lord, I pray that we really don't go against direct orders from the King. Don't go against direct orders from you, but instead really focus on you. Help us to really become hungry for you, and just at some point this coming week to just be still and kind of really lean in on you to hear from you better. Yeah, God. Thank you for everything. You are an amazing, amazing Father. Amen. Hope you guys have a good day. Bye.